Okay, good. Ready? Hilchos Avelos packet 6, I believe we're up to, right?
Yeah.
The Indian is the halachos of Avelos, is it a din deraisa or a din derabanan? Okay? Avelos deraisa or derabanan. So you have a machlokas here. Shittus HaRambam and the Gaonim is that if it's the Yom Misa Ukvura, you do, the guy dies and on the same day he gets buried, then the Hilchos Avelos are deraisa. Okay? And actually, based on that, you learn that Gemara, we keep on quoting in Ksubis, about when the father of the chasen or the mother of the kala dies, so what do? Machnisin es ames l'cheder, ubal milas mitzvah. So they, why do they have to put the mace in the cheder? So the Rashba, if I'm not mistaken, was also in the Shito, the Gaonim, and the Rambam. So he says, you know why you put it in the cheder? Because you're going to bury it tomorrow. Bury it the next day. So it won't be Yom Misa and Kura on the same day. And Ramela, you finagle that you didn't have the Avelos Deraisa Chal. Because if the Avelos Deraisa is Chal, then that'll just trump the Chasana. So you daf and rig it so the Kura will not be on the Yom Misa. That's Pshat, he learns in Machis and Esameis L'cheder. Meaning, put the mace to the side and don't bury it till the next day.
The context of that is it was a chasana.
Separate.
Yeah, well, that's the story. The father of the chasana and the evil of the kala died. So what do you do? Machnis is amazed.
You know what the issue is? I mean, you can't be out during the day.
Well, once the if you're going to have the Avelos Deraisa Chal, so then they can't go through the Dachan. Right.
Yeah.
So what do they do? They find
the Chal. They push it the following day.
Right. They do the Yom Kura the next day. So maybe it won't be a Yom Misa and Yom Kura on the same day. And Avela, it won't be in Avelos Deraisa. Once it's Avelos Deravon, and then we can have the Chasana proceed. Right? So that's the Shita of the Rambam and the Gaonim, the Rashba, that's all, that Yom Misa and Yom Pura, it's a Din Deraisa. What's the Makor for this Din Deraisa? So the Rambam says, Lo Yitama, the fact that the Kohen has to be Matame to the Krovim, that is the Sivoy of Avelos. And the Torah goes out of its way to say it by a Kohen to show, to be Machazi, to show even a Kohen has to be Matame. But that's the Deraisa, Lo Yitama. And that's what the Ram writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, I think. Okay, so that's one Shita. You have the Rambam and the Gaon on one side that hold, if it's the Yom Misa and Kura on the same day, it's the Deraisa. The other extreme are the Shita of the Baalei HaTosfos. The Baalei HaTosfos, the Rebbeinu Tam, the Ri, the Rosh, they all hold that no Avelos is Deraisa. No, doesn't exist. The Misa, Yom Kippur, doesn't matter. It's all the Rabbanon. Okay? Those are the two Shittos. So one is a potential Nafkamina. So one Nafkamina is the Hagrite. He says he's going in the Shita that is the Raisa, and he says, therefore, if the Yom Misa and Kippur is on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, on the last day of Yontif, then the deraisa of Avelos will trump the derabanan of Yontif. And therefore you'll be nohag Hilchos Avelos on the last day of Yontif, because it's Yom Misa Kura, which is deraisa. And that's obviously going to take precedence over the derabanan. That's what the Bahag says. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Tzadi Tes, it says, first it quotes that Shita we said of the Bahag, that therefore you should be knowing a guy who has the Yom Misa and Yom Kura on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolus should be knowing it. But then he says, the Shulchan Aruch then says, that the minhag is not that way. The Rama says, the minhag is that there is, well, the Mechaber says that there's no, the minhag is that people do, even if it's Yom Misa and Yom Kura, the minhag is that we do not knowing any Avelos on the last day. And then Ramah explains, because we hold, Mikra Hadid, like the Baalei HaTosfos, that there is no Avelos Deraisa.
But the day does count for...
Yeah, they all count. They all count. But there's no Nihugi Avelos on that day.
Okay.
But that Shaila is totally on this Machlokas. Is the Yom Miso Kura Deraisa or is it not Deraisa? If you hold this Deraisa, then there would be Nihugi Avelos on the last day of the Rabbanadikal day. Happens to be that we're going to pass the Mikra Din like the Baalei HaTosfos and hold that it's all the Rabbanon, so the Mela, there's no, the guy doesn't do his, you know, all the Nihugi Avelos on that day. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. So that is the first thing. So we saw in that context how both the Mechaber and the Rambam pass like the Baalei HaTosfos. Okay? Good. One more issue, and that is tefillin. Tefillin may or may not, as we'll see, be talking on this halacha. Because the halacha is that we know that even though after Kfura, an Aval has to do all the mitzvos, but tefillin is an exception. The first day, an Aval does not put tefillin on. So even after the Kfura, the Aval goes home, he doesn't put tefillin on that day. Okay? What about the second day? That's a shiloh. Whether he puts it on the second day or not. So what happens? The nice that people put on after dates. Vixus yam kukulo. So therefore, on the second day, we'll put it on after dates. Good?
After
meats. After
the
meats, because
mixed. So why is it
usher
on the first day?
Because it's a crown. The oval shouldn't be wearing that crown.
Even if it's a separate the day of the meat.
So as far as the hagdar for this halacha is, so the Pesachet Shuvah quotes in Shin Peches where this halacha is found. It quotes the Maritat. And the Maritat says, he claims that this is toloi on Avelus deraisa, Avelus derabonon. The Maritat wants to claim that the only reason the Aval is potter from tefillin on the first day is because it's a yom misa ukfura, and therefore it's Avelus deraisa. Okay. That is why he is potter from tefillin on the first day. But if it would only be a yom kfura, then he should put tefillin on. That's what the Pesachei Teshuva quotes from the Maritat. And the Pesachei Teshuvah then quotes the Dogon Merbava, who argues and says that no, this does not depend upon this issue, and even if it's only the Yom Kvura, the Avil is still Pater Min Tefillin, and it's not totally on this issue of Avilus Teraisa, the Dogon Merbava. Pesachei Teshuvah quotes above.
Because he would hold like Rambam, like Yom.